This is the Superhuman Channel. Evolution just got kicked up a notch. The following paid program does not necessarily reflect the views or opinions of the staff and management of Tri-Scepter Productions or the Superhuman Channel. Tri-Scepter Productions and the Superhuman Channel are not responsible for any claims, warranties, or guarantees made during this program.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled.
From the Studio Gym, where excuses never apply.
It's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
Hey, welcome back. It's Friday, which means I'm joined in the studio by the lovely and talented Elisa Profumo. We are back from Mexico. Hi, Elisa.
Hi.
I am officially Carlos.
Carlos.
Yes.
Hola.
Hola. I am Carlos for a number of reasons, one of which is the fact that I got so dark while I was in Mexico.
I think you have a certification in tanning.
I do, don't I? I know a lot about tanning, right?
He was telling me the A's and B's and C's of tanning. So if you need a certification, go to Carlos.
Yes, Carlos knows. And it's funny because when we were leaving Mexico, no one believed I didn't speak Spanish.
Well, when we were actually
in customs,
they asked you if you spoke Spanish.
I was like, no. The guy goes, you don't? I go, no, I was born in Brooklyn. He's like, he looked at my skin. He looked like, well, no, you're definitely Mexican trying to get out of the country. Come on, be honest.
So, anyway. Well, one of the interesting things about Mexico, in the room, they, you know, leave all these little goodies. All hotels do that.
Yeah, shampoo, conditioner, right. Body lotion,
well, they had
mouthwash.
Yeah. And on the mouthwash, what did it say?
It said, like, in big letters, like, it's a big thing, con triclosan.
Contains triclosan on the mouthwash. I think you had used it at one point and rinsed your mouth with water and spit it out because of the triclosan that it said it contained.
Yeah, terrible stuff.
And for those of you that don't know about triclosan, triclosan has been known to feminize fish.
Well, it's linked. It's an endocrine disruptor. It's one of those multitude of endocrine disruptors that are in our environment today. That's been linked to heart problems in men. It's just terrible stuff.
It's in toothpaste, deodorant, antibacterial.
It's also
soaps.
It's also in a cereal. I remember we were doing
Fruit Loops?
Fruit Loops, I think. Mm-hmm. It was one of the cereals that has multicolored corn-based product. It has triclosan in it.
But the wisdom of the FDA, they state triclosan is not currently known to be hazardous to humans.
Yeah. No, in 30 years when they find out how bad it's been, that's when they'll finally get on the hop. But always too late. The FDA is always too late. If the FDA was a basketball team, they would be a 36 seed.
Wow, Carl's talking like he knows something about basketball.
Well, I know nothing about basketball, but Elisa is like, she knows everything about sports in general. So we were in Mexico. We watched the NCAA, some of these finals that are going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Elise is talking to the guys there, like, oh, well, I like Coach so-and-so. And I'm sitting there like a chick. I'm the chick in that conversation, right? I'm just sitting there listening. They're like, so you like basketball? Yes, I like the round ball-y. Yes.
Well, we actually did get to watch some of the NCAA tournament. We watched our Louisville Cardinals lose.
In Spanish.
In Spanish. That was fun. But it was a fun time. The hotel actually had what looked to be like a sports bar. And they had several large TVs, so we got to see that. So Kentucky plays tomorrow night, which will be exciting.
And we can recommend, without any restraint whatsoever, the Hyatt property in Cancun called the Hyatt Zilara.
It was beautiful.
It is an adult, all-inclusive property. So you pay a flat price per night, and all your food and all your adult beverages and everything is all-inclusive. And it's like a cruise ship, but with gourmet food that doesn't leave the beach. It's great.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Yeah, if you're planning a trip to Cancun, definitely check out the Hyatt Zilara.
Well, the quality of the food was excellent.
Because most of those all-inclusive properties, you get slop. And Elisa and I were like, should we do this? You know we're not going to eat this kind of food. I mean, filet mignon. One day I ordered filet mignon to be delivered to our room for room service. And after eating the first two courses of my meal, I couldn't finish it. I felt terrible. I ended up not eating the filet mignon. And it was a beautiful fillet.
The tuna, the salmon. One thing that kind of stuck out was every morning they had a breakfast buffet, and they served all this beautiful fresh fruit, and the papaya was beautiful.
We fell in love with papaya this trip, right? We've never had a great appreciation for papaya. I can honestly say I haven't. But I don't think I've ever had really good papaya before.
It tasted like it was creamy and buttery, and it melted in your mouth. So now I'm having a love affair with papaya.
Well, almost every morning there, and I posted a picture of my plate on Facebook day before yesterday, almost every morning I was there, I ate a pound of smoked salmon, because I could eat as much as I want at the breakfast bar, and like 5 or 6 slices of papaya. It was the best breakfast every morning.
Well, so if you're not familiar with papaya, you ought to try it. It's got a ton of vitamin A and vitamin C in it,
I was going to say, because of the color, it's got to have beta-carotene.
It's got beta-carotene in it. When you purchase it ripe, you just cut it in half. You scoop the seeds out of it. Actually, you can eat the seeds. They have a peppery taste.
Really?
If you're inclined to do so. But if you buy it green, you can actually put it in a paper bag with a banana to help the ripen process.
What does the banana do? Keep it company? I'm afraid in here. Give me a banana.
No, it will ripen. It will ripen the papaya. And you can actually, a green papaya, you can cook it like a winter squash as well.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes, but you can just eat it straight out of the
skin.
Thank you. You can use the skin after you take the flesh out of the skin. You can put the skin in the refrigerator and use it later as a facial wash.
And that's probably because of the papain, right? The papain is a very universal enzyme. They use, for those of you who still use the enzymatic tablets to clean your contact lenses, that's papain. Papain is a really, really great enzyme. It helps digestion. In fact,
you can buy digestive enzymes that are made from papain.
Right. And if you go to a traditional Argentine steakhouse, they call them churrascarias, where they serve you nothing but meat for the entire meal, like 13 courses of different meat. In between courses, they give you pineapple and papaya to help you digest all the meat you're eating. Interestingly enough.
That is interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
So some of the ways to enjoy papaya would be you can mix it with cilantro, jalapeno peppers, and ginger and serve it on fish like a halibut or shrimp. You can just squeeze lime juice on it, and that tastes really good. You can put it in a fruit salad, or you can always put it in like in a blender with your protein and your yogurt if you fix like smoothie-type drinks. They had a guy there making fresh juice every morning. They had a juicer, and you could get cactus juice and carrot juice or green juice.
All anything, different combinations.
All different combination of juices that you would drink in the morning. It was awesome. But yeah, check out the papaya. It's one thing I would say about papaya though is that there are some interactions with medications that you have to be careful of.
Well, just like anything that has an enzymatic effect in the liver, you have to watch out for the pharmacodynamics of drugs. Like for instance, grapefruit, we know, right?
Right.
So because of the papain in the papaya, it can alter the way you metabolize certain things, including drugs.
So like warfarin or Coumadin.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it can make your blood too thin if you're using it in combination, or you're drinking papaya juice, for instance, where you're getting a really, really high concentration of the papain instead of in the flesh. So the whole trip to Mexico was fantastic. We only had one little snag, one little, I would say, uncomfortable moment in the whole trip. We went out to dinner at the Mexican/French fusion restaurant, Maria Marie. We sat next to this mom and this daughter who I don't know if they were French or what, but they were so rude to us, remember?
Mm-hmm.
And because we asked for something, they didn't have anything chocolate on the dessert menu. And so we wanted something chocolate, and the daughter rolled her eyes, and I heard her say, "Oh, chocolate." Like, in other words, Americans, we're all, you know, oh, all they want is chocolate. We don't have any. Remember, that was the only moment that we had. And we let them know we didn't appreciate their attitude, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure they went away thinking, oh, Americans are so rude, when they didn't realize that they were the ones that were rude.
Exactly.
But other than that, the trip was unbelievable. And I'll tell you something else. We were there for 7 days, and the night before we had to go home, I was ready to go home.
Right, right.
You know, so that's how you know that it was a perfect trip. But we really did not do anything other than we got up in the morning and walked in or ran on the beach. We got massages some mornings. We went to the gym quite a few days.
They had
trained.
A nice gym.
Really nice gym.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, obviously the food we gravitated to was all paleo-style ancestral foods, lots of proteins and fish and fruit and so on. We stayed away from the junk food because they had that too. They had, you know, lots of
well, you have to admit, Carl liked the coconut ice cream.
Oh, so they had coconut ice cream that was out of this world. So one day I wasn't hungry for lunch, and Elisa wanted to get a little salad. And so I sat there and I ate a whole bowl of coconut ice cream for lunch, and it was really good. And I did drink alcohol while I was there.
Not a lot.
No, but one night I cut loose. One night I had 3 Negronis, a shot of mezcal, half of a shot of something called a jellyfish. Remember that? That mm-hmm. the bartender made for us? But other than that, it was a fantastic trip, and I'm glad to be home behind the mic. What we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick commercial break. We've got lots of good stories to cover today. You're listening to Casual Friday on Superhuman Radio. Oh, did I miss something? What did I miss?
Nothing.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back. This is one of those things I think it's going to be 30 years from now, and people are going to go, oh, damn, this didn't work out right.
He's serving up an all-you-can-eat buffet of brain food.
It's gotten worse for us who are overweight because we're now paying our fair share for things that we didn't have to before.
Get it while it's hot.
The fact that there's only 50% of the population is obese, that means the other 50% is doing something different.
You're listening to your daily dose of wisdom. Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Only one testosterone booster, Mahler's Aggressive Strength, raises testicular cholesterol levels while increasing gonadotropin, releasing hormone. That in turn turbocharges how much testosterone you can make in a clinical trial. This resulted in a 347% increase in testosterone, and it won't bottom out your estrogen levels either, so your libido will be in high gear. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Aggressive Strength banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and get 10% off today.
Toothpaste is loaded with toxic chemicals. That's why I use Aura MD. Aura MD is a natural dental care product that is made from botanical oils that promotes healthy oral microbiome while destroying dangerous bacteria that lead to gum disease. It does not contain fluoride, detergents, surfactants, or any other chemicals. Best of all, it leaves your breath smelling so good, people will comment about it. Right now, you can get a buy one, get one free of Aura MD by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking the Aura MD banner ad. I won't ever use anything else but Aura MD, and neither should you.
Research on how colostrum improves athletic performance, muscle growth, health, and vitality is undeniable. But finding a reliable source of colostrum is difficult. Now the superhuman nation has Immunodynamics. For over 30 years, Immunodynamics has been regarded as both the standard and the source for consistently providing only first 6-hour colostrum, painstakingly processed by continually refined methods to provide the highest biological activity in the world. For a limited time, when you buy Percoba Extra Edge Colostrum Powder, you'll get a bottle of colostrum lozenges and a Fit and Fresh portable drink mixer free. Use coupon code SHR at checkout. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Immunodynamics banner ad today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat? Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
Taking vitamin D without taking the MK7 form of K2 can lead to unwanted tissue calcification. A growing body of evidence shows cardiovascular and bone benefits from taking vitamin D and K2 together. Getting MK7 from the diet is virtually impossible. Doctor-formulated Leaner Living's K2 plus D3 product is free of soybean oil and GMOs, blended into a potent olive oil base that is the dynamic duo of fat-soluble vitamins. Save 10% off when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Leaner Living banner ad today.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
You create misery.
Welcome back. Lisa, is it true that gentlemen prefer blondes?
I'm not sure that they prefer blondes, but I think that they prefer bodybuilders.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
And what proof do you have?
Well, according to an article that I read, the Marilyn Monroe did a photo shoot for Life magazine back in 1952, and some of her photos were just like put on the cutting room floor. They didn't use them for much of anything. And what the photos consisted of were photos of Marilyn Monroe lifting weights.
Lifting weights. And,
well, she didn't have much weight on the bar, but at least she was getting it, you know, that's what it took to keep her figure.
In fact, you have one of those pictures in your home gym.
I do, yes.
Of her on the bench with dumbbells doing chest presses with dumbbells.
No. Yes, you're right, with dumbbells. And then they have a picture here of her doing squats.
Yeah, she's got the bar
on her
back.
With the bar on
her
shoulders.
Yeah, and then also overhead press.
She has a terry cloth bathing suit on, but she has jeans on the bottom. And then she's also doing military presses as well.
Yeah.
So she looks pretty good.
Now, I wonder why they left those on the cutting room floor. I wonder why. I guess they were opposed to her being, maybe they thought it would appear masculine.
It says when she did the photo shoot that she was not yet a household name.
Ah, okay. Maybe that's what it was. Well, there's a lot going on with celebrities these days and their bodies.
Guess who's training J-Lo now?
The midget Tracy Anderson. Come on, move faster. Come on. I'll kick you in the knee.
Well, evidently she's helping J-Lo keep her backside from falling. I read an article that said that she has J-Lo doing an hour and a half a day just for her backside.
I wonder if she has her doing hip thrusts. I bet she does. She probably has her using no weight, too, on top of everything else.
She does my method, which includes muscular structure work and between 9 and 13 different exercises that change every 10 day. Dance aerobics as well. And this is a quote from Tracy Anderson, obviously. I keep her butt toned and in position. We do planks, move the legs and butt at all different angles.
Yeah. Obviously, there's no hip thrust going on there.
No.
And that's what she really needs more than anything else. Because if you don't want when the butt falls, excuse me, I'm having trouble today. My nose is so stuffed. When the butt falls, it's because the structure of muscle beneath it is gone. So the adipose tissue just sags. If you build the muscle, it hoists up the butt again. So it's not all about just losing fat. It's about building muscle, too.
There's another celebrity that's been in the news lately is Valerie Bertinelli.
Yeah, whiny. Well, I'm going to call her whiny Valerie Bertinelli now.
Interestingly enough, she was a spokesperson for Jenny Craig last year, I think.
Right, and so she was on TV.
Oh, no, it wasn't last year. It was because when she was 49, she's 54 now.
Right, so when she was 49, she was a spokesperson for Jenny Craig, and she got up there and said, I lost 40 pounds. I look great. I look great in a bathing suit now. I look great. You can do it too, just like me.
And she also had a photo shoot with People magazine, and they had a picture of her in a bikini.
On the cover.
On the cover of People.
Right. Now, she hit the wall because obviously her approach is like Tracy Anderson's approach. Whittle away muscle, lower the metabolic rate of the body. So when she went back and started eating like a regular person again, guess what? She's bigger than a house now.
Well, and not only that, she also said she broke her foot and the doctor said she couldn't
get her heart rate up
for 3 months.
Like, so you break your – I can see the doctor saying, look, you can't do anything with this foot. But you could swim, you could do other things. What doctor would say, you could tell that's a blatant lie. I broke my foot. My doctor said in order for my foot to heal, I shouldn't get my heart rate up. Really? Really? So what'd you do? You just lay on a couch because you broke your foot? I broke my foot a long time ago. I had to wear one of those stupid wooden shoes. My doctor didn't tell me, hey, don't get your heart rate up. It'll keep your foot from healing. So she's out there now asking women not to be so critical of her weight that she's gained. But wait a minute.
What she's saying is to give women a break.
Yeah, give me a break, she's saying. So I put on some weight. Well, you put yourself out there as a model for women to lose weight. You were the one who You hear something?
I do. It's like we have a ghost in the, it's like we have a ghost in the studio.
She's the one who put herself out there as a spokesperson for Jenny Craig. She's the one who said, hey, look, I lost all this weight. You can too. Well, now she gained it back. She doesn't want anybody to notice that she gained it back. She just wants to be remembered for the loss, not because she gained it back.
I guess it's a lesson that if you put yourself out there, then it's,
exactly.
you can get the negative as well as the positive.
And that's the way life works, right? You own your successes, you own your failures. So I say, Valerie Bertinelli, stop whining. Stop asking people to cut you slack because you were a spokesperson for a weight loss company and you gained weight back and now you don't want anybody to notice it. Shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Shame on you. Just, you know what? And it has nothing to do with exercise, Valerie Bertinelli, because if you would have been eating right, you wouldn't have gained all that weight back.
Well, don't you think it has something to do with the way she lost the weight initially anyway?
Sure. She lost a lot of muscle, most likely.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Lost a lot of muscle.
Okay. So there is some research that was published recently that says that weight gain changes your personality.
Yes. And I believe this because I remember when I was fat. And this was also validated by Dr. Malin Watfi, because he talks about this phenomenon in the book of Doves, Diplomats, and Diabetes. And he says that fat people become doves. They become complacent. They become, what do I want to say? Not necessarily not aggressive, but they become pushovers, if you will. You know, oh, okay, I'm fine with that. And he talks about that in the book. It's part of the brain changes in obesity.
Well, I think that when people gain weight, they lose their zest for life. They become unhappy, depressed with themselves.
Yes.
And it takes, you know, that special oomph to make you get up and, cause I know when I've gained weight, I don't feel good about myself. When you don't feel good about yourself, you don't want to go to the gym. You don't want
to try on clothes and buy new clothes.
You don't want to
be reminded that you don't look the way you used to look.
Mm-hmm. You can't wear the jeans that you used to be able to wear. It's awful.
Yeah.
It really is.
So it leads to depression.
There are times when, you know, we need to be nice to those people, but I mean, on the flip side of it, if like Valerie Bertinelli, she's putting herself out there, so I don't know.
But the personality changes are separate of her whininess about don't hold me to my weight loss when she was a spokesperson. That's
right.
Totally different. The average person goes through life not wanting to be noticed like Valerie Bertinelli,
mm-hmm.
especially when they're overweight. I mean, I have very few pictures of me during my heaviest because I didn't want to be on that side of the camera.
Right.
I didn't like the way I felt. I didn't like the way I looked. And those out there who say, oh, well, I embrace my weight, that's nonsense. That's cognitive dissonance. You're just saying that. So in other words, if you had a choice of snapping your fingers and staying fat or snapping your fingers and being lean, you'd say, no, I want to stay fat? Of course not. So obesity definitely changes not only your personality, but the way you interact with life in general,
mm-hmm.
absolutely. There's no doubt about it.
It does.
And it's sad because there's things that you can do about that.
Like what?
Lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is we've become people don't track as they're gaining weight. They don't go, oh, I put on 6 pounds this year. The next year they put on – they don't pay attention. But when it comes time to lose weight, they want to lose it all in 60 days, in 90 days. They don't realize it took them 7, 8, 10 years to build that body mass, but they want it to come off in 60 days and 90 days. And shame on the diet and fitness industry for pandering to that.
Well, there's one thing to be said about getting motivated when you lose that initial 10 pounds or something. But once you get to that point, you need to do it right. You know, 1 to 2 pounds a week. 2 pounds a week is enough.
That's more than enough.
Mm-hmm.
If you're losing more than that, you're losing a lot more muscle than you want.
Yep.
Anyway, do you want to take a break now?
Or that's fine.
Want to tell the audience what's coming up during the next segment?
Sure.
Bayer is suing the European Union, right? We're going to talk about that. Also, there's an alternative to BMI, finally. This story was sent to us by Ryan Pack. And those out there who continue to jog for health, it actually may be killing you. We're going to talk about these and other stories when we return. Stay tuned. We will be right back.
Throw away those muscle-building rag mags and listen to real health information you can trust.
So right now what's trending is like resistance exercise, CrossFit. So he's like, well, I'm going to write an article that will make all of those people go, what? There are people out there who are trying to convince themselves that heavy resistance training is not good for you. They want to be substantiated by why they don't go into the gym and do any kind of work. In order for you to get rhabdomyolysis, you have to be an extremely well-trained athlete who pushes your body beyond the point of no return. And even then, you may not get rhabdo.
Only on Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
They couldn't get rhabdo if I said, get rhabdo and I'll give you $1 million.
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Live-On Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
Orbit Nutrition carries over 1,000 of the hottest nutritional supplements, performance enhancers, and nutraceuticals on the planet. And now Superhuman Radio listeners get an additional 5% off their everyday low prices by using the coupon code SHR5. That's SHR and the number 5. Choose from products like Quest Protein Bars, iForce Nutrition, Iron Mag Labs, and more. Check out Orbit's daily deals for special insane blowout prices. Log on to the Orbit Nutrition Forum and get feedback about the products you're shopping for and get an additional 5% off using the coupon code SHR5. Orbit Nutrition. Fast, reliable, competitive, international. Why shop anywhere else?
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
The 1-2 punch for muscle growth is increased pump and increased intensity. Research shows metabolic changes occur that yield bigger, stronger muscles. Harness the power of agmatine plus carnosine beta-alanine to give your workout the intensity, pump, and metabolic changes that you'll not only feel but be able to see. Go to superhumanradio.com and use the coupon code SHR to get Prime Nutrition's Ultimate Stack and save 30% off. That's a savings of over $12. Get the most out of your next training session with Prime Nutrition's Nitric Oxide Plus Intensity Stack. Prime Nutrition, the best or nothing. Thousands of Superhuman Radio listeners already know how well GLC 2000 works at repairing joints and cartilage, and it's the best price on the market, milligram for milligram. Now GLC Direct is offering a special that my listeners can take advantage of. Buy one, get one free of any GLC 2000 product. That's right, buy one of your favorite GLC 2000 products and get one free. Capsules or raw powder. Just mention Superhuman Radio and buy one, get one free today. Call 866-452-3473 or click the GLC banner ad on superhumanradio.com. Offer limited to one per household.
By now, everyone knows I'm a big proponent of dairy. But as we all know, not all dairy is created equal. Learn more about a form of dairy made available to us that is raw, organic, grass-fed, grass-finished, low-heat pasteurized, and cultured with probiotics, without the offensive beta-casein protein believed to be 13 times more toxic than gluten. Check out superhumandairy.com to learn more, or go to superhumanradio.com and click the green-fed dairy banner ad today.
Your radio just got ripped. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. New sponsor, True Iron Sports Nutrition, the all-natural sports nutrition supplement company for the serious athlete. Their products contain no artificial colors, flavors, nor sweeteners, only sweetened with stevia. Elisa loves their Revival 411, which is the
all-natural intra- and post-workout supplement, which is highly dosed in amino acids. You like it, don't you?
I love it, yes.
Yeah, it's the only one that you could use, right?
It's the only BCAA formula that I can use. It tastes awesome. All the other ones have upset my stomach.
Also, let's not forget their bestseller, Eminence. The pre-workout is the most complete all-natural product on the market. They specifically engineered this formula to aid performance by utilizing all necessary elements to help the serious athlete push past their limits. Go to trueiron.com and use the promo code SHR20, that's SHR20, to save 20% off. And welcome to the show, True Iron Nutrition.
Yes, their product is awesome. Check it out.
Okay, so what would you like to talk about first, Alicia?
Well, we have an article here about the next BMI. It's the number you need to know for better health is the name of this article.
So finally, the medical orthodoxy is getting the idea that BMI is not the way to measure people's mass, if you will.
This is called ABSI.
And it stands for a body shape index.
Body shape index.
Yeah. And so what they're looking at now is they're taking into consideration that muscle plays a role. So they're not just looking at waist circumference anymore. They're actually looking at the shape of the body and whether a person has some muscle on them and using a formula to determine where that person is in a healthy scale, if you will. So people who, even if their BMI is within what is considered the normal range, if they don't have adequate amount of muscle, they won't fare well on the ABSI.
Right.
And it's about time. I mean, you know, the ideal thing would be to just do a DEXA scan of people.
Mm-hmm.
And then look at their weight and say, okay, you have this much lean body mass. But that's expensive. DEXA scans are expensive. And people don't want to necessarily expose themselves to that type of X-ray radiation every so often. So this is an alternative. I think it's smart.
It said that they calculated more than 14,000 Americans and found that the ABSI appears to be more accurate than the BMI at predicting mortality.
But here's the frustrating part of this. So this story broke. When did this story break? Was it just this year?
It was April 1st, 2014 when this is dated.
Okay, but the actual study, if you go to PLS01, the actual study, a new body shape index predicts mortality hazards independently of body mass index, was published July of 2012.
So they're just now talking about
it. What are doctors waiting for? What are they waiting for? Scientists and doctors are always referring to BMI, and BMI is meaningless. Meaningless. It's like saying, hey, I have 10 pieces of paper in my pocket. They are monetary. They're bills. But they're dollar bills. And you have 10 in your pocket, and they're $100 bills. And we're going to say, well, we both have the same quality or quantity of buying power because I have 10 pieces of paper, and you have 10 pieces of paper, but yours are $100 bills and mine are dollar bills. So what are they waiting for? This is from 2012. Get on the hop here. Start using it. How about that one?
So evidently, last year in November, the Bayer and Syngenta decided that they were going to sue the European Union because the European Union has put a ban against the fipronil, which is a pesticide that has been known to kill pollinators.
It's a nicotinoid. Yeah.
And so now Bayer and Syngenta are suing
the European Union.
And this is an older story, but there is a petition going around that people can sign that will prevent Bayer and Syngenta from doing this.
I mean, how can they sue countries? Because the country's prerogative not to poison the landscape.
This is the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard.
We want you to use this. We don't care if it kills bees. Oh, what are they saying? It's not conclusive that it kills bees, right?
A recent investigation reveals that fipronil is responsible for the death of thousands of bees in Minnesota. Now, this was from November 13th of last year.
Right.
But still, in 2011, there was a French study that was reported that honeybees exposed to low doses of this nicotinoid succumbed more readily to the parasites.
Right.
This particular parasite.
Right, right.
When compared to healthy bees.
And so these two companies think they can sue countries to force them to use these pesticides. What's next? Monsanto's going to start doing countries to use GMO.
I'd say that's
GMO.
Very narcissistic of them.
Yeah, I know. It's like, you know what? Spray it in your backyard and let your grandkids play
Better
it.
Yet, eat it as a soup.
Yeah, yeah. How about that one? Spray it on your grandkids. Say, hey, come here. Grandpa wants to spray you with something. We want to see what happens.
But you know what's really frightening is that the U.S. doesn't have any protection for our bees.
The U.S. doesn't care. They don't care. They're happy the bees are dying. They're probably looking at it as there's an opportunity for them to do something else.
Oh, yeah, the Harvard study we talked about, the mechanical bees.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's really, really sad.
Olya, is that how you pronounce her name?
Olya
Michaela. Olya Michaela sent me a story, which is really a good idea, speaking of bees, and I just wanted to mention this to everyone. The bees, like the butterflies and the birds in the summertime, need water sources.
Right.
And so in this particular suggestion, someone put a pie pan with clear marbles, and then they put water in the pie pan for the bees to drink from. Because what happens, the bees and the butterflies will need water in the summertime, and then they'll drown
in pools and
large lakes. They'll drown because they try to get the water, and they obviously drown.
We're constantly fishing live and dead bees and hornets out of the pool because they go down to drink, and they get succumbed by the water, and they get stuck in it.
So if you don't want to use a pie pan, go get yourself. They have cute little bird baths that you can get and put pebbles in it and put some water in it for the butterflies and the birds and the bees, or use a smaller source for the bees. They have like little concrete bird feeders
that you can get. They're flat
and they're small, and you can put pebbles in it to make it look real natural and put some water in it for the bees. If, like, for instance, I have a Russian sage that I planted, and I'm going to put one of those concrete waters with pebbles in it right near the Russian sage, because the bees all accumulate right there.
Well, and if you don't want to get that fancy, right? I was just thinking about it, right? So you have that Tupperware that you don't use anymore because you know it's plastic and you don't want to store your food in it. So put some pebbles in that and fill it up with water, one of those little flat Tupperware, and put it out there.
Mm-hmm.
Just as long as the bees have a place to get water without drowning. That's the whole idea.
That's the idea. And I need to specifically do it with that Russian sage, because they really do go for the pool.
Hundreds and hundreds of them at that Russian sage. And that's the side of the pool that they all drown on.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going right from the sage to get water and to go back, and boom.
Yep. So that's an excellent idea. Thank you, Olya. Okay. So then the next story is how jogging may actually be bad for you.
Right. May shorten your life.
And we also talk about jogging is not good when you're trying to maintain muscle mass either.
Right. I mean, jogging can be part of your workout as long as you're doing resistance training too. Because we're built to walk long distances. That was part of our evolutionary gift. I mean, we stood up.
But running marathons?
Right. No.
No.
No. And we know marathoners develop all sorts of heart problems, right? You would think, oh, they would be the healthiest people in the world. No.
Well, people are better off running sprints or
walking and running sprints.
Yes.
That's what we're built for. But running for hours and hours, day after day, week after week, this study actually showed that the people who ran, what was it, an average of 3 days a week, and I want to say 5 miles each, 15 miles a week, they had a much higher probability of early death.
Yeah.
So those of you out there who are jogging for health, could you hear how stuffed my nose is?
Yes.
I don't know if the audience could hear this, but it's like I my nose is so stuffed right now. I was able to make that noise better.
Yeah, so they said if you want to run a marathon, run one and cross it off your bucket list and don't do it again.
Yeah, otherwise you'll be kicking that bucket sooner than you want to.
Yeah.
Don't make that bucket list come around too soon. Do we have anything else you want to talk about during this segment?
Sure.
Oh, I'm asking you. Or do you want to take a break
now?
It's
not time for a break.
No, I thought we could take it early. Let's see here. What do you want to talk about next, Elisa? How about
how coffee and the the milk in coffee and tea.
This is really interesting.
This is very interesting.
So coffee appears to have benefits and tea appears to have benefits because of the polyphenols in them, right?
Right.
And to some degree, the same polyphenols occur in chocolate, right? But if you're using milk chocolate or you're putting milk in your tea or you're putting milk in your coffee, you're actually extinguishing the benefits of the polyphenols. Why? Because casein
binds
to the polyphenols and deactivates them.
Mm-hmm.
Casein. So here's another reason why putting butter would be a better alternative in your coffee, for instance.
You know, that's supposedly a new fad, but did you know that the Tibetans have added butter into their coffee for generations?
Yeah, say for 1,000 years, right.
Yeah, thousands of years. So that's like really nothing new.
Right, right. But it's been popularized now because of ketogenic diets. It's really been popularized.
Oh, okay.
Because people want to have their coffee with, but they don't want to have cream or milk in it, so they'll have butter instead because they want that extra fat.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's if you're putting milk or half and half, or for that matter, cream, any dairy product that still has any residual casein in it, you're deactivating the polyphenols. That is the reason that you're drinking that. Isn't that funny? Nobody ever put that together. It's not just the dairy, you know. It's the casein.
The casein. That's interesting. So don't use tea, milk in your tea, coffee, or even hot chocolate, they're saying.
Well, so if you're buying chocolate, don't buy milk chocolate.
No.
Buy the 80 or 90% cocoa.
But I'm talking about hot chocolate with milk and cocoa.
Yeah.
Use like almond milk or something because it doesn't have casein in it.
Perfect. Great idea.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So there you go. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, do we have any other good stories you want to tease people with, Elisa?
Well, maybe we'll talk about the NPR and their vaccine.
Oh, yes, NPR helping propagate bad information. Also, by the way, the fellow that we announced who won the 4 boxes of Quest protein bars before we went on vacation never contacted the show. And I was going to email him, but I thought, you know what? He's not listening to the show. Otherwise, he would have heard his name called. And so we decided to go ahead and pick another name. We'll be announcing that one today. If you have already liked the Super Human Radio Network fan page, you are in the running. And you may be announced at the end of the show. So hopefully your name doesn't have a lot of N's in it, and my nose won't go while I'm pronouncing it. So there you go. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with more Super Human Radio.
The government may be watching us, but he's watching the government. He's Carl Lenore, only on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
What happens when you take UltraDrawl and reduce it to near molecular size? You get skin-stretching muscle gains ridiculously fast. You get NanoDrawl, only from Predator Nutrition. NanoDrawl is a stronger muscle builder than even methylstenbolone. NanoDrawl's nanoparticle size gets faster entry to the bloodstream and muscle cells. Batch tested for potency. You can save 10% off by using the coupon code NANRL1. Click the NanoDrawl banner ad on superhumanradio.com today. Get ready to outgrow your wardrobe. Get NanoDrawl. Performance counts, especially in the bedroom. AgeForce introduces the Ready Now Sexual Performance Patch. Feel 8 hours of increased performance within minutes of putting on the Ready Now Patch. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ready Now banner ad and save 50% off your first order. Superhumans using Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder are experiencing dramatic improvements in strength, performance, recovery, and endurance. Benefits that cannot be duplicated by any other supplement. Percova Extra Edge Colostrum Powder will take your game to another level. If you already know how great Percova Extra Edge Colostrum is, you could purchase 4 jars of Extra Edge Colostrum Powder for $200. Use coupon code SHR2. See the Percova banner ad on superhumanradio.com today.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizol, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizol works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finest supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
At Superior Hardcore Peptides, we pride ourselves on accurately dosed, high-quality peptides and research chemicals made in the USA. With all the options out there, we dedicated ourselves to providing the best service and the best products for your research. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com today and use the discount code SHR and get 20% off our already competitive prices. If you're going to do research, do it with the best Superior Hardcore Peptides.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Jumping higher, lifting more. It's Superhuman Radio.
Two trailer park girls go round the outside, round the outside.
Welcome back to Casual Friday. My name is Nasal Carl. Nasal Carlos.
Guess who's back?
Okay.
Okay, so evidently on February 20th, NPR did a segment about the HPV vaccine, and they were lamenting that not many children, boys or girls, have gotten the vaccination, and said during the introduction of the piece that the vaccine is safe and effective. And studies to date have shown no significant safety problems with the HPV vaccine.
This just goes to show that, and I love NPR, by the way. There's certain shows I like on there, like This American Life. This just goes to show that they're shills.
A quick glance at the CDC's website reveals significant side effects. The center received about 22,000 reports of adverse events following the Gardasil HPV vaccination, and they're reporting that there were none.
Yeah, the British Medical Journal alone published a very well done study showing that there potentially causes ovarian failure in girls who get it, and premature menopause. Medical Journal of Australia showed that 4 days after a woman received the vaccine, she ended up with pancreatitis. No other causes but the vaccine. I mean, the fact that NPR took such a strong position that it's completely safe and there's no evidence, scientific evidence, that it's dangerous, shows that they're nothing but shills. I mean, how can you take anything they say seriously at that point in time? That means that all of the news that they present is filtered through this pro-government stance. And why wouldn't they be? They get funded from the government, folks. We know that the mainstream media is corrupted by their advertisers, ADM, Monsanto, and the like. Well, why wouldn't public radio be corrupted by their sponsor, who is the government? Of course they're going to be pro-government. They don't want to piss the government off. The government will pull their funding.
Among some of the serious reports to the CDC were 157 deaths, diagnosis of Guillain-Barré syndrome, brain injury, seizure, convulsions.
And this is why I started that poll, petition that no one, it dropped off the face of the earth, that maybe that's my fault. It didn't. I figured people were going to keep passing it around and signing it. But this is why, just the way when you watch television and you see a commercial for Lyrica, they have all those potential side effects from taking it and talk to your doctor. They need to have those same disclaimers on vaccines. When Walgreens says, hey, come on by and get your flu vaccine for $25, they need to run that disclaimer. By the way, the flu vaccine could cause this, 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 and that. The government doesn't do that. The FDA needs to require that vaccine manufacturers openly disclose well-known side effects of vaccines. They have to, and they don't.
The CDC has had more complaints and side effect reports than any other vaccination for the HPV.
Yeah, but meanwhile, if you listen to NPR, it's completely safe, and make sure all of your children get it. They're crazy. These people are crazy. And you know what? I don't believe in heaven and hell, but there should be a special hell for people like that who sell themselves out by destroying a population. It's terrible. The government and NPR.
Evidently, Katie Couric also had a show on her show, Katie Couric, the HPV vaccine show, and evidently they misreported information on her show. And she received so much pressure from that show that she issued a mea culpa via the Huffington Post apologizing for that featured interview.
She should have done her mea culpa on her next show. Like, see, when 60 Minutes gets something wrong, the next time you see them, they say, we need to correct the statement we made. She did it on Huffington Post in hopes that people won't put it all together. She needed to do it on her show. The next time she did a show, she said, by the way, I got it wrong about the vaccine. No, she disconnected it from her show. That was purposeful.
Yes.
Well, anyway, what are you going to do?
Anyway, so
not everybody's like us, Elisa. We're perfect.
Are we?
Yes. Well, you are. I'm not.
No, I'm not. Not by far. Okay, so evidently there is going to be a San Francisco residents are to vote in August on a soda tax. Is it August or November? Let me see here. In November, they're going to vote on a soda tax, but the soda industry is now campaigning against that hard.
Yeah. Well, they saw how GMO won, so they're going to do the same thing. You know, my only concern with taxes is the government doesn't do the right thing with the taxes.
They're going to impose a 2 cent per ounce tax on sugary beverages there in San Francisco.
Well, it's not going to do anything. People will just pay it and drink their drinks. They're going to. And the problem is the government doesn't.
Alcohol tax, cigarette tax.
I mean, yeah, look at all the tax people pay on cigarettes. Has it slowed smoking down? Not at all.
Hmm.
And giving the government more money is a bad idea. Bad idea. You want to talk about the glyphosate story? Or?
Sure, go ahead.
So we all know, we've talked about glyphosate on this show. It's an endocrine disruptor. It's very, very dangerous. It appears to have transgenerational epigenetic effects on female egg germlines. It's terrible, terrible stuff. And you know it as Roundup. You probably have a spray bottle of it in your garage that you've used to try to kill weeds in between the cracks of the sidewalk. It's terrible stuff. It's very, very dangerous. Very, very toxic. And a recent study showed that it's been found to accumulate in animals and humans, leading to a variety of chronic illnesses. And so we continue to see evidence that glyphosate is dangerous. The study that was done in Germany was perfect when they checked the urine in populations that don't even live near the country and found high accumulations of glyphosate in their urine. We know that it's out there and it's destroying people's lives and bodies. The government doesn't pick up a finger to even say, you know what? Let's stop selling glyphosate until we can do the thorough research. No, they continue to allow companies like Monsanto to poison this population. And more research keeps coming out.
So if humans are eating GMOs, then they're likely accumulating the glyphosate
in
their bodies.
Well, if you're eating anything but organics in general, and even organics is, you know, there's another problem with organics that we're not even talking about because we don't want to go, okay, now what do we do? But if you have a farmer who has organic crop, it's certified organic crop, but the guy up the road from him is growing conventional, there's probably some overspray reaching. Okay, it may be minuscule, but we see this in the cross-pollination of GM corn versus non-GM corn. We see that it can cross-pollinate farms miles away.
So what do you do?
I don't know. What do you do? I don't know. I mean, it's scary. It's terrible. This government has painted us into a corner.
Well, and not only that, but the Cornucopia Institute put out a new article talking about who owns the organic structure. You know, they have
right.
that structure that goes
yeah,
around.
Yeah, who's really behind
who
the organics?
Owns what?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, they have a new one that they just published. And so many of the larger companies like Syngenta, ConAgra, General Mills, Kellogg's, they're buying off all these small organic companies. So you don't really know what you're buying and who owns it. Like,
right.
for example, so I just did a quick search right before the show, and there's a company called White Wave. They own the silk products.
Right.
Horizon.
Right, the, milk.
Organic milk.
Right, $6 a half gallon, right.
Land of Lakes, the Butters.
Right, right.
Earth, they just recently bought Earthbound or Farms, the organic, like you can get spinach and lettuce in the packages,
right.
The Earthbound.
Supposed to be organic, right.
And then All Pro, but I'm not sure what that is. But anyway, so I went to the Land of Lakes website. There's nothing on that whole website that talks about that they're owned by this conglomerate
right.
White Wave.
Right.
Nothing anywhere.
Right.
So, I mean, you have to be really, you have to educate yourself about what you're buying.
Or buy from your family farm.
That's exactly what I was going
to
say.
And you don't have to educate yourself.
Well, and the processed foods that you're eating, though, that's the problem.
It's ground up and hidden in there. It's terrible. It's terrible. So, you know what? Glyphosate continues to be proven in scientific communities to be dangerous, an endocrine disruptor. It attacks the body in a myriad of ways. It's also been shown to affect the microbiome of the gut. It's dangerous stuff, and it's still out there. If you are not working hard to avoid it, you are consuming it. And you know what's going to happen? 20 years from now, we'll find out the damaging effects, but by then, entire groups of our population will have been destroyed. And the FDA will never go to jail. No one at the FDA will ever go to jail for letting this stuff be used.
Did you know that Kellogg's owns the Kashi cereal?
Yeah, you talked about that on a casual Friday once before. Yeah, yeah. So be careful who you patronize. Yes. What do you want to talk about now, Elisa? We have about 6 minutes. Or we can go into an early break. How about that? You tell me.
That's your choice.
Okay. All right, we're going to take an early break, and when we come back, we've got lots of good stories. You know what you want to talk about on the way back? Okay. Stay tuned. We've got lots of good stories. And don't forget, we've got listener questions and comments at the end, and we're going to announce a new winner of the 4 boxes of Quest protein bars. So hopefully you tune in and listen to the show in order to receive them. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
He's got the information that's perfectly healthy for you to snack on. He's Carl Lenore on Superhuman Radio. We'll be right back.
In a world of advanced bodybuilding supplementation, the numbers don't lie. Fact, Iron Mag Labs is among the fastest growing hardcore supplement companies in the world. Fact, when it comes to no-nonsense, cutting-edge products, nobody delivers results like Iron Mag Labs. Fact, the Iron Mag Labs line of innovative formulation has set a new industry standard with products that are helping world-class bodybuilders reach levels they never thought possible. Iron Mag Labs is a proud supporter of bodybuilders everywhere. Discover the most hardcore bodybuilding supplements on the market. Visit IronMagLabs.com today. The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
Just like Carl Lenore, jumpstart your day with a liquid shot of high-dose vitamin C. Everyone is searching for that magic formula to look better and feel better. We don't claim to have a magic formula, but we do know that more than 1 million people take a shot of our high-dose vitamin C supplement every day. They're rewarding their body with an important nutrient and antioxidant that is sugar-free, gluten-free, and dairy-free. All of these benefits and no side effects. Unlike pills and powders, this high-tech bullet delivers vitamin C directly into your cells. Try Livon Labs Vitamin C with a 100% money-back guarantee. Save $10 when you order now. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com or call 1-866-790-2107. That's 1-866-790-2107. And mention code SHRC to save $10 off each carton. Carl sees the benefits. So will you.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Keto Force is the first ketone salt that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Keto Force and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Keto
Vital Force banner ad today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
It's new, it's cutting edge, and it's custom made to get you to Gainesville. The Blueprint Meteoric is here. Meteoric is the final frontier for drug-free athletes. Includes brand new breakthrough information about triphasic energy system training and macronutrient cycling. Specifically designed to transform your physique and record time. For a limited time, get the Blueprint Meteoric for free, along with the legendary add 1 inch to your upper arms in a single workout when you subscribe to the Blueprint Bulletin. Go to superhumanradio.com today and click the Blueprint banner ad.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Welcome back. It's Casual Friday. You may be the winner of 4 boxes of Quest protein bars, but you better listen to the show to find out. Stay tuned towards the end of the show. Okay, so you want to lower your cancer risk? Marinate your meat before you grill it.
Marinate it in beer with Pilsner beer, non-alcoholic Pilsner beer, or black beer. Lowers the levels of the PAH substances that arise when meats are cooked at extremely high temperatures.
Well, and we just talked about this on the show about advanced glycation end products in high heat cooking. And one of the keys is to either cook things slow, like crock pot wise, or to keep the meat moist, so it doesn't burn. And so this kind of speaks to that as well.
Interestingly, it says also in this article that breathing cigarette smoke or working near facilities that make asphalt or coal can also cause exposure to these PAHs, which cause cancer.
Really?
So, you know, secondhand smoke. There were people on the beach smoking cigarettes when we were in Mexico. And it's so frustrating because we shouldn't be exposed to that. And the wind's blowing and it's blowing right into your face.
Well, the analogy I gave was, so people who smoke, think that they should have the right to smoke because it's outdoors, right? And so the analogy I gave was, well, what if I brought my stereo down to the beach and turned it up as loud as I could and blasted like gangster rap with lots of curse words and inappropriate words and so on. And somebody would say to me, hey, lower that music. And I'd say, why? I have every right to blast this music. I'm in an open area. I'm on the beach, right? But because the sound can get to them, I have to be observant and be polite and say, well, I don't want to force those people to listen to this music if they don't want to. Well, the smokers have to think of things the same way. Unless you could keep this stuff in your lungs and not let it out, which I'm all for. If you could suck it in your lungs and keep it there and don't exhale, I say you smoke anywhere you want. But if you have to exhale and the smoke could come to me and get in my space just the way my music could get in your ears, then don't smoke.
The University of Porto in Portugal, they grilled samples of pork marinated for hours in 3 different types of beers that I mentioned earlier, and they cooked the meats until they were well done on a charcoal grill. And they found that the black beer, which gets its color from dark malts, was the most powerful at slowing down the formation of these PAHs by 53%. And then the non-alcoholic Pilsner and the regular Pilsner were followed. That's huge, 53%.
Polycyclic aromatic hydrocarbons. You try saying that with a stuffed nose.
The American Cancer Institute for Cancer Research also recommends marinating your meat for 30 minutes prior to grilling.
I'm going to start marinating my meat, I think. I am.
In what? Beer?
I don't know. I don't know about beer. I have a couple cans of bottles of beer out in the garage that I've never used. I used to put red ale in my tomato sauce, so. Since you're out there grilling, you're probably also swimming in your pool. And occasionally, just occasionally, you got to go pee-pee. And you think, oh, I don't want to get out of the pool. I got to dry off and walk in the house. I'll just make pee-pee in the pool. Why is that a bad idea?
Evidently, there is a compound in urine that combines with the chlorine, which is used to disinfect pools. It produces a potentially hazardous compound called volatile disinfection byproducts.
Really? And so does it deactivate the chlorine, or does it actually cause something that could cause infection?
This compound is known to be toxic to many human organs if inhaled. It's been linked to lung injuries from exposure to the chlorine-based disinfectants.
Wow.
We don't use chlorine in the pool.
Yeah, we use something that's more like hydrogen peroxide, actually. It's called Bakwacil.
Mm-hmm.
So I could pee in the pool then.
No, you can't.
Come on.
It says researchers knew that chlorine could react with urine, sweat, and other organic matter to produce contaminants in swimming pools. But the new findings show definitively that uric acid is a precursor to cyanogen chloride and trichloramine, the researchers said, which are seven common summer health concerns.
And see, trichloramine is now in tap water, they're saying, because the chlorine that they use combines with something else and forms trichloramine.
You're
one
kidding.
Of the other reasons that you shouldn't drink tap water. Yeah, I remember reading that a couple years ago. And all these municipalities are trying to convince you that their tap water is the best and you should buy it. They have it here in Louisville. The water company actually bottles something called Pure Tap.
Yes,
and
they
sell
do.
It. They sell it. Hey, this is just as good as spring water. Drink this instead. And people are stupid enough to buy it. It's tap water. What are we going to do, Elisa? What's next?
We probably eventually we're going to need to live in a bubble, I guess.
I don't know about that, but maybe just someplace else other than here.
So, how about what does a bad night's sleep do for you?
So everybody has a bad night's sleep from time to time, and you know you don't function well, right? You don't feel well. You don't function well. So they looked at this scientifically, didn't they?
It says that it could age your brain by 5 years if you just have one night bad sleep.
Now, let's be clear about something. It's an acute effect. If you get good sleep again, you straighten out. But the acute effect of a bad night's sleep is like your brain is 5 years older than it really is.
It says here, researchers found that just 3 or 4 years of broken sleep patterns are linked to loss of memory and concentration.
Yeah. And apparently pain, according to the study we talked about yesterday.
Poor quality of sleep increases the risk of having impaired mental faculties by up to 50%, equivalent to 5-year increase in age.
Wow. Wow. That's another reason to protect your sleep. Get off the iPad. Don't read the iPad in bed. You know, when it's time to go to sleep, get ready to go to sleep.
It says this news comes just months after a study revealed that going without sleep for just one night causes changes in the brain similar to those that occur after a blow to the head.
Wow. Really?
Mm-hmm. Just one night.
Man. No wonder why we say, oh, man, I feel like I got hit by a truck, because you don't sleep good, right?
They believe this is because the brain usually clears itself of toxic substances during sleep, and the biomarkers increase in response to a sudden buildup of these substances after a sleepless night.
That's amazing. So get your sleep. Protect your sleep. Do whatever you have to do to get a good night's sleep.
Swedish researchers said that their study supports other previous research which linked a lack of sleep to increased risk of Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, and MS.
Wow. And just like we talked about yesterday on the show, just because you lay down and close your eyes for 8 hours doesn't mean you get good sleep.
And if you're not using melatonin at night, you really should be. I think we're doing a show next week, isn't it? Next week that Jenny put on the schedule about melatonin and
it's anti-aging effects. Isn't it?
Melatonin dietary supplement as an anti-aging therapy for age-related bone loss too.
And meanwhile, I did a show. I had a guest fall out.
That's on Monday.
Yeah, that's cool. I had a guest fall out on me one time, and I had to talk about something. And this is when I was on Clear Channel. I was just off for an hour. And so I thought, I'm going to talk about melatonin. And I talk. And the name of the show was The Best Anti-Aging Supplement for Pennies a Day. And I talked about all the benefits of melatonin. That was probably in 2007 or 2007, I think. So it's coming out to be true. It really is a fantastic supplement.
Didn't we see something about Ambien being used as a rape date?
Yes.
I saw that on the news while we were over in Mexico.
Ambien is the new date rape drug. Now that people don't have GHB and they're using Ambien. How do you like that? And probably girls don't even remember they're raped because people take Ambien, drive to Atlantic City, gamble their life away, come home, go to bed, and wake up in the morning, didn't even know they did it. Remember that story?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ambien.
Yeah, so just take melatonin. It has so many good side effects. Not like Ambien.
One of the side effects should be that it clears your sinuses, because I could have used it today.
Yes, you could have. So another article that I read in the USA Today while we were out of town about children being put on high cholesterol meds.
This is scary.
It says here, roughly 1 in 3 primary school kids may have borderline high or high cholesterol.
And they should.
According to a meeting this week at the American College of Cardiology.
Okay, so let's do some critical thinking here for a second. Cholesterol makes up the membrane of every cell in the body,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes.
It also makes up a large portion of the brain, right? What are young children doing? They're growing. What does growing mean? Cells are being formed so that they can become bigger and bigger, right? So, of course, they should have high cholesterol. They need the building blocks to build bodies. These idiots are going to stop them. These kids are going to end up having all sorts of diseases younger and younger. This is a boon for the pharmaceutical industry. They're going, wow, if we can get people on cholesterol meds at 12 and 14 instead of 40, look at all the extra money we make.
I was just doing a little research on this after I read that article. And I found a forum where a woman was in the UK, and she was asking, she said she had FH, familial hypercholesterolemia,
yeah.
And that's her child was 9 years old, and they had prescribed her son a statin at 9 years old, and she didn't know what to do. So she was on the internet on this forum asking people what to do. Yeah. And, so there were various different answers. There was one guy who said, you know, go for the diet, exercise, give your child omega-3s.
Right.
Don't go for the statins, which, you know, at least she's out there trying to find an answer because she didn't know. And she said that she got diagnosed at the age of 30 with FH, and they put her on statins at the age of 30, not 9. It's scary what they're doing.
Yeah. And we know there's lots of problems with statin drugs. I mean, it's sad. But you know what? They're not doing this in the UK or Europe. I can guarantee you that.
Well, that was in the UK.
Is it really?
That woman was in the UK that just said that.
Okay. Well, I take it back.
It says here that a little more than 37% of the children sampled had high cholesterol. Some of the indicators were high total cholesterol, high levels of LDL, which... the increased risk of heart attack or stroke. Girls had worrisome markers that was for boys, and for the girls, the low levels of HDL. Ugh. It's crazy.
They'll do it if they can do it. They want the money. They don't care if your kids get sick and die young, develop diseases younger. I mean, we know that these cholesterol meds make you predisposed to diabetes. That was from their own studies.
Said that not all clinicians are on board with this. It said that some of the clinicians believe that aggressive screening to detect a disease leads to more medication.
Of course. Leave these kids alone. Let them grow up, for crying out loud. I mean, I can see worrying about their body weight, absolutely, and their activity levels, but leave them alone.
The clinician here says we know that diet and regular exercise work. Just let it work.
Yeah, I agree. We actually, believe it or not, have to take a break, stay on the clock here. So why don't we do this? Do you have any particular stories you want to talk about when we come back?
When we come back, we'll just talk about, I guess, questions, and we'll pick the winner for the Quest bars.
Okay, sounds good. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
They say that tough love is sometimes the best advice. Well, he's got the toughest love.
Why you should not drink diet sodas, it's very, very simple. If you don't subscribe to the idea that they're toxic, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they cause a derangement in insulin response. If you don't subscribe to that, fine. Then subscribe to the idea that they spike insulin. I mean, it's like, do whatever you want, but why do we need science to tell us to stop consuming more chemicals? Are you really that pathetically addicted to something that's not good for you? Then say it. Say, I'm addicted to these things that I can't help myself. I know they're bad for me. I'm going to keep using them, and then we don't have to do research.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore.
Power Block dumbbells can replace up to 55 pairs of dumbbells in the space of just one pair, and they come in all sizes to meet the needs of all lifters, as small as 2.5 to 20 pounds per hand, all the way up to 175 pounds per hand, and everything in between. Check out the new Power Block barbells that turn your Power Block dumbbells into barbells in seconds, replacing up to 45 barbells. Or try the new kettlebell handle to convert Power Block dumbbells to kettlebells. Call 800-651-1937 or click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com for a free brochure.
The best fat loss patch just got better. Now, the Age Force Fat Burner Patch includes Garcinia Cambogia. Lose body fat even faster. Try it free for 30 days. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Age Force Fat Burner banner ad today. What else do you have to lose except unwanted body fat?
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
You already know that Quest bars are the only protein bars that Carl endorses. You know they have 20 grams of high-quality whey protein and only 3 grams of non-fiber carbs. We don't have to tell you that they're the only bars that taste like the actual names. What we want to tell you is you can get a free box of Quest bars when you buy 3 from Predator Nutrition. Click the banner ad on superhumanradio.com and use coupon code QUESTSH. Now you know something new. The key to getting lean and staying lean is insulin control. Wild swings in blood sugar create body fat. How would you like to be able to ensure that more of your meals feed muscle and not fat? Now you can with GlycoSolve. GlycoSolve contains the most potent berberine on the market. It will shuttle glucose to muscle, not fat. Made in the USA in a GMP-certified facility. Save 10% when you use the coupon code SHR. Go to leanerliving.com today.
Do you avoid protein powder because it upsets your stomach? Want a protein powder with zero fat and lactose-free? Look no further. Muscle Gauge Nutrition's Pure Whey Isolate delivers 25 grams of pure whey without any of the fat or lactose. And for a limited time, you can get a 25-pound bag of Pure Whey Isolate for only $187. That's Whey Isolate for $7 a pound. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Muscle Gauge Nutrition banner ad and use coupon code SUPERHUMAN today.
Get stronger. Feel younger. It's Superhuman Radio.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Just a reminder, you get a 30-day free supply of the Age Force Fat Burner Patch by going to superhumanradio.com and clicking one of the Age Force banner ads and using the coupon code SR30. The summer is coming. Burn off that body fat faster by using the Age Force Fat Burner Patch.
I have mine on today.
And you stay lean all the time. I mean, you really don't have fluctuations in weight any longer. Like, I mean, I have to believe that that patch does something for you. So I'm going to start using it. I want to get leaner again. Anyway, okay. So where do we start first, Elisa? I want to talk about vegans for a second and vegetarians. Can we do that?
Sure.
So a study published by the University of Graz in Australia, Medical University of Graz, says that vegetarians may have lower BMI and drink less alcohol, but their diets are generally lead to poorer health, poor quality of life, and the need for greater health care than their meat-eating counterparts. This is great. So listen to this. A new study from the Medical University of Graz in Australia finds that vegetarians are more physically active. Now think about this for a second. Drink less alcohol, smoke less tobacco than those who consume meats in their diet. However, vegetarians also have a higher socioeconomic status and lower body mass index, but the vegetarian diet, characterized by a low consumption of saturated fats and cholesterol that includes the intake of fruits, vegetables, and whole grains, carries elevated risk of cancer, allergies, and mental health disorders. This is great. So that means that being a vegetarian mitigates the benefits of not smoking, not drinking, and exercising and keeping your weight down. Think about that for a second. So that means that if they were vegetarians and smoked and drank, they'd be even sicker. Think about that. There's always stories coming out about how beef is bad for you. It causes cancer. Then you got this idiot out there, T. Colin, Colin, I like that. T. Colin Campbell, because poop comes from there. You know, telling you that you should be a vegetarian. Where is T. Colin Campbell right now disputing the study from the University of Graz? Apparently, they have more heart attacks than meat eaters. Twice as likely to have allergies, 50% increase in heart attack, 50% increase in incidences of cancer. And those idiots are eating vegetarian diets because they believe that it's going to keep them healthy. Wake up. We were not designed. We evolved. We our evolutionary process catapulted when we started eating meat. It catapulted. Vegetarians. And then you got the president and the first lady promoting meatless Mondays and eat more fruits and vegetables and grains. And grains are heart healthy, blah, 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 blah. No. No. The University of Graz just said so.
Okay, so I want to talk about mouthwashes just for a minute.
Yes.
Evidently, the heavy use of mouthwashes, if you, three times a day, if you rinse your mouth with mouthwashes, it could lead to oral cancer. This is according to a senior lecturer at the University of Glasgow Dental School. He said that you should not routinely use mouthwash and stick to brushing and flossing instead. And there was an Australian study that was done as well in 2009 that had the same outcome.
Right.
That if you used, they said there was sufficient evidence that if you use mouthwash containing alcohol, it increased the risk of disease. What happens is it allows cancer-causing substances to penetrate the lining of the mouth more easily.
Sure, because alcohol is one of the agents that they use for transdermal delivery. Mm-hmm. So that makes perfect sense.
So there are mouthwashes out there without alcohol. One of the things that the study showed was that alcoholics as well as cigarette smokers rinsed more often because they wanted to hide the smell.
Uh-huh.
But then that's a double whammy because the alcohol and the cigarette smoke are two of the main factors of increased oral cancer risk. And so then they just tripled that with the alcohol in the mouthwash. What it's actually doing is allowing the carcinogens from the alcohol or the cigarettes to get to the lining, to penetrate the lining of the oral mucosa.
Wow.
So just you shouldn't be smoking, but if you are, don't use alcohol mouthwash.
And I said to Elisa, well, just buy the non-alcohol mouthwash. She said, no, buy Aura MD. Put a drop of it on your tongue or put a drop in some water and gargle with that. And you're right. I mean, look what it did for my gums. It actually made my gums healthier and the pockets. What do you call those pockets?
Periodontal pockets.
Periodontal pockets. They're not as deep as they used to be. And the girl who did my teeth said, your gums have never looked better. What are you doing? And I said, well, the only thing I've changed is I started using this essential oil instead of toothpaste called Aura MD. She said, keep doing it.
You don't need mouthwash if you use the Aura MD. It has such a strong flavor, and it stays with you. It will cure halitosis. It will kill the bacteria in your mouth that causes halitosis.
And listen to me. If you have halitosis, you may not know it, because if you have halitosis, you can't smell it because it's in you. There was a guy on the plane that was sitting behind us when we were going to Mexico, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Elisa looked at me and said, he's got gum disease.
He has periodontal disease. I could smell it. It has a certain scent to it, and I could smell it.
Okay. It was such a foul smell. I turned my nose in between the seats and I got hit with it. And I thought to myself at that moment, he obviously doesn't know his breath. If he knew his breath smelled like that, he would do something, cover it up with something. So clearly when you get it, you become desensitized to the smell of it.
Mm-hmm.
So you get to a dentist and get checked out. But well, better yet, use Aura MD.
Brush your teeth. Use a Sonicare. Come on, use a Sonicare. They're great. Feels like your teeth have been cleaned by a hygienist if you use that. Floss your teeth and use Aura MD.
Yeah.
You know what? You take care of your bodies. You got to take care of your mouth, and you know, you eat healthy. That's just all part of it. That's just that whole that connects all the dots.
Right. Yeah. No, I know. It's amazing to me, but people still will use toothpaste instead of Aura MD. I know there's people in our audience that still haven't tried Aura MD. They don't know what they're missing. They really don't. If I had some Aura MD right now and put it in my tongue, it'd probably clear my sinuses up. That's how strong it is.
I bet it would.
Yeah,
There you go. Okay, do we have anything else we want to talk about?
No, I think we have listener questions and comments.
And
now,
then the winner.
And
the
then
new
the
winner.
The new winner of the Quest Protein Bars.
So these all came through the interface on the app. Easiest way to get a message to the show is download the Superhuman Radio Network app and use the message interface there. Matt Crouch says, I've got a question for you. My wife has become obsessed with essential oils and has started selling through one of the MLM companies. I know there are certain well-studied instances of using them, but one thing has really bothered me because I can't find any research on it. One of the biggest ways they promote using essential oils is rubbing them into the soles of your feet because they say that that's where the pores are the largest. I find that hard to believe. I find that hard to believe and have tried to find a well-done control study that proves that the oils get into circulation that way. But I can't find anything. My critical thinking skills tell me that if it were true, then drug companies selling transdermal creams or even AgeForce would be telling their users to put them on the soles of their feet. I know. And I know that isn't the case. Your knowledge or opinion on this would be appreciated. Thanks again. Feel free to answer this on Casual Friday if you wish. And I am. Okay, I'm with you, man. It's baloney. First of all, even if the soles of the feet were bigger, the pores of the soles of the feet were bigger, they are going to be minimized and obstructed by the sheer thickness of the skin of the feet from walking for years. I mean, think about it. Touch skin on any part of your body that touches the soles of your feet feel like leather. So that's nonsense. And this is the same nonsense that's promoted in health spas now. They have these foot baths.
Mm-hmm.
So they put these metals in the foot bath. Right? There's two dissimilar metals. They say, oh, it's going to pull the toxins out of your body. And the water always turns brown. Well, guess what? It's been debunked. It's from the metal. They, if you don't even put your feet in, the water turns brown. But they say, oh, you see that? Those are the toxins coming out of your body. My poor daughter Taylor fell for it. She paid like $75 to be detoxified one day. And she sent me pictures of the foot bath and goes, look at all the toxins that came out of my body. And of course, the next time I talked to her, I said, that's nonsense. It's from the metal in there. So, no, I don't buy it. I think essential oils have a place. There's no doubt about it. But putting them on the soles of your feet, I think is nonsense. I'm with you, Matt.
Okay, so here, this comes from Stefan Toates, T-O-A-T-E-S.
Okay.
Hi, Carl. I love the show. On episode 1376, you mentioned prolonged antidepressant use may lead to loss of function of diaphragm and pelvic floor.
Yes.
This really interested me as I work with patients with poor diaphragm and pelvic floor control, but I had never considered antidepressant use as a factor. Do you have a reference for that study?
Yeah, I have to dig it up, but I absolutely do. And you could probably find it on PubMed or HiWire yourself, but absolutely. There's a study that shows that the increased serotonin production occurs not just in the brain but in other tissue. There's one study that even shows that it could potentially affect heart valve function, and another one that shows that it affects the soft tissue and ligaments that hold the intestines in place, that causes the intestines to collapse on themselves and push down on the lower abdomen, which gives women who are on antidepressants for any length of time that almost upside-down light bulb look to their stomach, where right below the navel it just bulges out like there's a basketball in there. And this occurs to all women who are on antidepressants for any length of time, for a length of time, for like a couple years at a time. But I will try to find the study and get it to you. Yes. Okay. This next one comes from Andrew Michael Barker, who happens to live in Mexico and owns a website called Que Anda Way. And he said, if anybody, if by chance you're going through Mexico City, let me know. And unfortunately, we didn't go.
We didn't go through.
We heard a lot of good things about Mexico City, but next time we absolutely will. You have one?
Just this one from Alex. It says, have you considered doing a show about phenobarbital and GABA?
Yes.
Perhaps you could have someone on to discuss the differences. He said he started taking phenobarbital before bedtime about 3 months ago to help him get a good night's sleep. The results have been great so far, and I have not yet developed any tolerance to it.
That's good. He must be taking very low doses. Phenibut works good as a sleep aid if you take very low doses of it.
What is that?
It's something that Patrick Arnold discovered and created a supplement. And it actually, really, to me, it's almost like phenobarbital. It really is. It's like a powerful sedative.
That's what I thought of when I read that. I didn't know if it was a derivative of...
Well, it's a naturally occurring compound, so it's an over-the-counter supplement. But Pat will tell you that if you take it for any length of time, you can become dependent on it if you're not careful, just like phenobarbitals. I don't know if Phenibut and phenobarbital have any relationship, but I'm just saying that's what it's like. I am going to reach out to Pat and see if he'll come on the show and talk about Phenibut and GABA.
That's so, a good idea. I actually take a GABA supplement with my melatonin at night, and that works really well for me.
I took 250 and 350 milligrams of Phenibut before bed. It put me in such a deep sleep that when I woke up in the morning, I was lethargic and groggy, and I snored louder than ever. It is a powerful, powerful central nervous system depressant. Powerful. I would even imagine it makes you breathe shallow. That's how powerful it is.
Wow.
But you don't play with it just because it's OTC. It's legit. But, yeah, I think in low doses, 50, 100 milligrams, I think it has a place.
But why not just stick to melatonin?
Yeah, exactly. This next question comes from Jer Padilla. He says, hey, Carl and Elisa, my mother just got diagnosed with glioma. Wow, I'm sorry to hear this. In the brain, and I remembered that Carl mentioned a relative, my brother-in-law, recovering from a combination with a combination of ketogenic diet and ginger extract with 5% gingerol. I'm having trouble finding it in your podcast. Can you point me to the correct podcast? And also, does the ginger pass through the blood-brain barrier? I've been listening to the podcast for 2 years now. Keep up the great work. And it's J-A-I-R. I don't know if it's hair or jair. Yes, I will find the podcast while Elisa reads, because I just reran that show, by the way.
We reran that while we were in Mexico.
No.
Last week?
No. I didn't rerun that one. But I have run that show, and I will find it here shortly while we are talking. But, yeah, I don't know if it passes through the blood-brain barrier. I have to believe that the gingerol shows up in the brain. I can't guarantee that. But I know that taking it shows up everywhere. Colon cancer has been affected by gingerol. So I would bet that it does, but clearly the ketogenic diet would work.
Oh, yes.
Because once you reduce the body to running on ketones, which the brain can run on, it starves cancer. So I would really take seriously, really, I don't mean like playing, I mean I would get with somebody like Dr. Dominic D'Agostino and ask him to help you create a diet for her. To get her in real ketosis and maybe even use the ketone salts that we advertise on the show, the Keto Force, to help her get there faster. Because I got to tell you something. The information about ketogenic diet and cancer continues to amaze the scientific population.
Is there who sells the test to tell you when you're in ketosis?
Well, okay. So there's urine tests that you can buy at Walgreens and CVS. But I've been told that if you're serious – Ron Pena told me this. If you're serious about getting into ketosis, you should buy the blood test, which is just like a glucometer that diabetics check their blood sugar with, but you could check your blood ketone levels.
And where do you buy that?
You could probably buy that at
Walgreens.
Walgreens or the like as well.
Okay, so this one is from Jeremy Gein.
Okay.
Carl, would taking liquid T3 from a peptide company be just as good as taking it in pill form? My blood work came back normal, but as you mentioned on your show, I too am suffering from symptoms of what I think is a thyroid issue. It runs in my family.
Okay, so here's what I would say to you. Yes, you can buy a T3 product from a research chemical company, or you can buy it from a Mexican pharmacy. You can actually buy real Cytomel in 25 microgram tabs. It has no problem getting shipped into the United States whatsoever. And you could use that as a challenge to test yourself. And I would try taking like 50 micrograms of T3 first thing in the morning and see, or even 40 milligrams. 40, because I took 40, which is a pretty decent dose. I know that there's bodybuilders out there that use 100, but you don't have to get that crazy with it. If you take 40 to 50 micrograms of T3 first thing in the morning
and notice that you feel better, your brain is clearer. And I would do this a couple days in a row, or a couple, one day for 3 days in a 3 weeks in a row. So do it on a Monday, so that you don't have your thyroid start shutting down because of the presence of T3. If you do it by separating it one day over the course of 3 weeks, one day, and notice that you clearly feel better, your vision is clearer, you just feel better, then I would go to my doctor and say, look, here's what I've done, because that's what I do to my doctor. I said, here's what I've done. And so he looked at my last lab work. He goes, well, you could be having a problem. And he prescribed 1 grain, which is 60 milligrams of Arma Thyroid. And I got to tell you, I feel better. My brain clarity, my energy levels have come back. But yes, you could use the T3 as a challenge to find out if, in fact, you'll respond to thyroid. But I would not take T3 exclusively long term. You need T4 and T3. They both have a place. And just real quick, to answer Jared's question, we reran the show October 28th of 2013 at show 1298, the best of curing lymphoma without chemotherapy. So that's where you can go, 1298. There you go.
So we have one last question that you're going to read.
Yes, this question comes from a young lady named Erin. She said, about the semen facials, I love the natural human sustainable factor here, but I have no partner. She means obviously a boyfriend or husband. Maybe Superhuman Radio should have an exchange where I can find someone with my standards to get some superhuman semen exchange for us ladies.
Single ladies,
I'm sorry. I guess up to your standards, just like if you were going to have a sperm donor produce a baby for you, you want somebody who is healthy before you rub their semen on your face. That makes perfect sense. So I guess I could do kind of like a connection service. If there's any superhuman men out there who are not involved in a relationship, who would like women out there to know that they're willing to donate their semen for semen facials, email me at onair@superuranradio.com. And any ladies out there who are looking for semen donors, email me at onair@superuranradio.com, and we'll try to connect the two of you. Obviously, you're probably going to have to live pretty close together. I can't imagine bottling it and shipping it is going to work very well, because you want it fresh. So there you go. Oh, hey, do we have any other questions from anybody?
No, now just we have to announce the
winner.
Okay,
so here's the winner. Again, here's how we do this so people understand, to do it at random. I say, pick two numbers. And she picks two numbers. And in this case, it was number 10 and number 5. I go to the Superhuman Radio Network fan page, click the likes button, refresh the page 10 times, so it keeps loading people in 10 times, then count backwards by 5. And that person was none other than somebody who I happen to know personally, Matt Meinrod. Now, does Matt actually listen to the show, or did he just like the fan page? It's hard to say, but we're going to find out, because he's got 1 week, 1 week till next Casual Friday to reach out to me at onair@superhumanradio.com and claim his 4 boxes of Quest chocolate chip cookie dough protein bars. If he does not, by the time we do another Casual Friday, we will pick another winner. And this is the right way to do it. We want to reward people who listen to the show, right? If you're not listening to the show, you're not part of the superhuman nation. And so you got to listen to the show to get this prize here. So Matt Meinrod, or anybody who knows Matt, don't tell him why. Just tell him to listen to today's show so we can ship him those 4 boxes. But if he doesn't contact me, those 4 boxes will be up for grabs next Friday. Do we have anything else?
No, I think that's it for today.
Great show. Thank you for suffering through my stuffed nose.
I'm going to go buy some papaya.
Yeah, and I'm going to go buy some nasal spray. I think I sound like Miss Piggy. Kermit. All right, thanks for listening. We have great shows planned next week again. We'll see you then.
Bye.
Previously on Superhuman Radio.
Monsanto was kind of like the head of the serpent.
The battle cry against Monsanto is being broadcast.
But I've said that separating government from that industry is like trying to separate Siamese twins or conjoined twins who share a heart. You have to make a decision which is going to live and which is going to die. There's no easy way to separate.
You're listening to Superhuman Radio with Carl Lenore, weekdays at noon.
You're listening to the Super.